能够像他一样把自己放在死地上。
And so that we can lay ourselves on the ground of death just like Christ.
那复活的生命就从我们里面出来。
In order for the resurrected life to spring up.
所以这个效法他的死不是在外面去学习的。
So no one can conform to Christ's death externally.
就像以前有个连长弟兄告诉我们，他们以前训练还有一些传道人的训练，然后怎么走路，怎么咳嗽，怎么样子拿圣经啊。
And just like the elderly minister had taught us that when they were trained as minister, and they had to learn how to walk and how to talk and how to carry the Bible.
笑不能放怀大笑，要笑得很含蓄。
And one cannot laugh out heartily, but just very subtle.
圣经夹要夹到什么样子是正正好的位置。
And how one may hold the Bible in order to be more proper.
这叫做猴子学人啊。
And that is talking about trying to be man.A monkey trying to be man.
是外面的学习。
And these are called external learning.
啊，有一个老牧师，他临终的时候。
But then there's this elderly pastor at his deathbed.
他请家人去把教会两个弟兄两个弟兄叫来。
And he asked his family to invite the two brothers from church to his bedside.
那一个是律师，一个是 IRS 的 agent 税吏啊。
And one is lawyer, the other is a tax collector.
然后叫他们一个人站在他床的一边。
And he asked each person to stand on both sides, each side.
他用他脆已经很虚弱的手，一人抓着一个手。
And with his weak hands, and he hold the brother's hand.
然后他就瞪着看着天花板，就一直叹气啊。
And he looked up to the ceiling and he sighed.
然后叹气叹气，他慢慢准备要走了。
And because he is breathing his last.
什么话都没有说。
He said nothing.
这两个人终于忍不住了。
And then these two brothers could not help it.
那律师以为他来要交代什么遗嘱的，他问他说：“你为什么叫我们两个人来呢？”
So the lawyer began to ask, perhaps you want me to help you out on your will, but why are we here?
那个牧师虽然很累的，张开眼睛看看他，然后告诉他。
And the pastor, although he was late and exhausted, he just opened his eyes and began to tell him.
他说：“难道你忘了主耶稣在十字架上临死以前，旁边有两个 thief 吗？有两个强盗吗？”
Haven't you are you forgetting that when Jesus is about to die and there were two thieves on a thief on each side of him？
我不过要效法他的死就是了。
And I am just to conform to Christ's death。
啊，弟兄姊妹，效法他的死不是这种外面的学法。
And this is not conforming to his death. It is still external.
效法他的死就把我们完全否定下来。
And for one to conform to Christ's death is to deny himself.
我们接受神在我们身上的否定。
And that is we accept what the Lord has denied on us.
我们也接受在乎神在我们身上的肯定。
And we also at the same time accept whatever assurance that the Lord has given us.
当我们真放下自己的时候。
And as one truly willing to lay down himself.
当我们真转向同时转向救主的时候。
And that we want to turn ourselves to the Savior.
你发现很奇妙，在我们里面有个力量起来。
And then marvelously, a power rises up from within.
我想我们都还记得这个魏弟兄跟我们举的那个例子啊。
And perhaps many of us remember the example by Brother Wei.
他说他在上海的时候，那次传福音去发福音单张，被他的宿舍同学羞辱，把他从房间推出来。
And he told us that when he was in the college and preaching gospel to his friends, and the people pushed him out of the dorm room.
他心里面实在很生气，就再也不发了，就回房间去。
And so he got so mad, and he said, "I will not do this anymore." He returned to his room.
哎呀，我是传福音给你，你居然这个不识好人心。
And he said, "I was preaching good news to you, but you turned me down in such a way."
他回到房间，他还在生气。
And when he returned to his room, he was still mad.
突然一下子，主在他里面。主唱了一首诗歌给他听了。
And suddenly a song by the Lord has risen from his heart.
已经是了，已经是了，从今以后我完全了了。记不记得？
It is dead, it is dead. From now on, it's no more.
主一唱的时候，他里面马上就受到提醒。
And then when the song come up, then he was reminded.
我们都知道我们跟主同死了，我们也传跟主同死了。
And we know we are dead with Christ, and we also preach the message to others.
一件事情马上就显明我们这个人还是没有办法与主同死。
But only such a small thing, then it revealed to us actually we are not dead yet.
死的人为什么气成这个样子呢？
And if you are dead, how come you are so mad?
他的气一下子就掉了。
And then his all his temper is gone.
他的主好爱他, 还唱了第二节给他听。
And he said, the Lord loved him so much, the second stanza came.
不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活。 不再是我,
no longer I,
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ lives in me.
他在当主这样第二遍诗歌一来的时候,
He said, when the second stanza came,
整个那个力量跟爱都从里面出来了。
And he said, more power and love came forth him.
这么荣耀的人子在地上走路的时候,
Oh, this glorious Son of Man while he walked on earth.
人吐口水在他的身上,
and people spat on him.
人打他,
and people struck him.
人拿荆棘的冠冕套在他的头上,
and to crown him with a thorny crown.
人剥掉他一切的衣服, 让他赤身羞辱,
and to put him, take away his clothes and get him naked.
主耶稣从来没有像他这样子的反应。
But Jesus did not react to any of these.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣一唱第二节的时候，他整个人重新得力起来。
And when second stanza comes, then he received power from on high.
不需要挣扎做个得胜者。
No longer he need to struggle to overcome.
当我们一转向基督的时候，
Only he need to turn to Christ.
当我们一放下自己转向基督的时候，
Only when he need to lay down himself and turn to Christ.
那复活的大能在我们里面要出来。
The resurrected power shall rise up from within.
那替代我们的无能和无助。
And he will take the place of our weakness and our helplessness.
我们结束的时候，我们读一段很重要的圣经， 在腓立比书。
And let us end in a very passage, in a very important passage of the Bible, Philippians.
我们先翻到第一章。
Let us turn to first chapter 1.
我们请读20节到21节。
Let us read verses 20 and 21.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督。弟兄姊妹，以前我每次读到这一段，我就觉得保罗太狂了。And
many time ago, when I read this, I thought Paul was too proud.
但是当我越来越认识圣经上基督所做成的救恩的时候，
But then as I know the salvation of Christ more,
我就何等感谢主借着他的仆人把得胜这么重要的秘诀摆在圣经里面。
Then I thank God for his servants who put down such a precious message in the Bible for us.
这是神在我们每一个人身上， 包括我们年轻的孩子们， 神对我们每一个人的期望， 叫我们活着就是基督。
And because this is the hope from God to us, that including the youngest one here, that we may live as Christ.
不论生不论死, 这是两个最大的极端。
Whether by life or by death, these two great extremes.
我们一生所有的经历都在这两个里面。
And all that we can experience is in these two ends.
换句话说就是不论任何的经历和遭遇,
In other words,
一件事, 叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
In other words, doesn't matter what circumstance or encountering that we will be exalting Christ in our body.
我们请读第三章。
And now let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
第七节。 我先前以为与我有益的， 我现在因基督都当作有损的。 不但如此， 我也将万事当作有损的。 因为我已认识主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他以丢弃万事看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是由自己因行律法而得的义，乃是由因信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督， 晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。 保罗在这里告诉我们一件很重要的事情。
And Paul is telling us an important matter.
他因着基督的缘故，
and because of Christ Jesus,
他能够把万事当作有损，
that he can count all things as loss.
因为他知道神的肯定， 最大的价值都在基督的身上。
And because you know God's assurance and all the worth is on Christ Jesus the Son.
所以他说我以得着基督为至宝。
And so therefore he says that he would look at Christ Jesus as the most precious thing.
我们怎么样子能够不断地得着基督呢？
And how may one continuously receive Christ?
我们 conform to his death.
And let us all conform to his death.
我们效法他的死。
And to conform to his death.
让他从死里复活的生命能够被我们得着。
And so that the life of resurrection from the dead can be obtained by all of us.
连保罗都说不是我自己以为自己已经得着了。
And even Paul has said that I do not count myself as obtained it.
所以当我们想做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人的时候，
So whenever we talk about being witnesses for the word became flesh,
他决定跟十架和复活发生关系。
Then we know it is always related to the cross and the resurrection.
真十架带进真复活。
And the true cross will bring us the true resurrection.
真舍己带进真的得胜。
And true self-denial brings forth the true victory.
同样的，在这里也讲到，它决定是一个过程和一个成长。
And it is always a process for all of us to grow.
所以保罗一直往前。
So Paul is pursuing and pressing on forward.
他做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，他也一直不断地在进步。
For he desired to be witness for the word became flesh and therefore he must progress on this path.
我不是以为自己已经得着已经完全。
And he said I do not consider myself as obtained and perfect.
我乃是竭力追求。
And but I will press on.
不断地放下自己得着基督。
And that is to say keep on denying himself in order to gain Christ.
这样子的积极。
And he is very positive about it.
他说我或许可以得着神所要我得着的。
And he said, perhaps then I can gain what God has prepared for me.
因为神给我们的太多了。
And because God has prepared such fullness for us.
所以在结束的时候他说弟兄们我不是以为自己已经得着了。
So at the end, his words of admonition said, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前。
But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward.
我要向着标杆直跑要得神在基督耶稣里面从上面招我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
很多时候我们把这节圣经单独的拿出来说基督是我们的标杆。
And so often we just separate out this verse and say Christ is our goal.
但是我们怎么样子得到基督呢？
And but the question is how may we obtain Christ?
我们怎么样子在这条标杆的路上可以不断的往前呢？
And how may we pursue him for our goal?
接着保罗告诉我们的效法他的死。
And by what Paul has admonished us that to conform to his death.
让我也得以从死里复活。
And so that I may also rise from the dead.
可以得着基督所要给我的。
And to obtain what Christ has prepared for me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
不管我们今年多大年纪啊。
Doesn't matter how old we are.
不管我们今天我们的处境是什么。
Or what difficulties we are having.
也不管我们里面的需要是什么。
Or what is our need.
神把一条这么荣耀的路摆在我们面前。
But this is a glorious path in front of every one of us.
每一天我们都可以做一个前进的人。
And we can all march forward.
我们更多经历他的死和复活。
And to experience more of his death and resurrection.
有可信的话告诉我们，我们若与他同死。就必与他同活。
And the message which is believable and acceptable to all of us, if we died with him, then we will live with him.
我们可以一念之间从失败变成得胜。
And we only need to change our mind, then we can turn failure into victory.
我们可以从一念之间从软弱变成刚强。
And by changing our mind, then we can turn weakness into strength.
我们可以一念之间从旧造被带到新造的境界里面。
By changing our mind, we can turn from the old creation to the new creation.
我们可以在一刹那之间我们脱离死亡进到生命的释放去。
And in the twinkling of an eye, then we can all leave death and enter into life.
都在乎我们相信接受那个伟大十架的工作。
It all depends if we believe and accept the great work of the cross on us.
就是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
That is, I have been crucified with Christ.
现在每一个的现在活着的不再是我乃是基督。
Now, every present time that it is no longer I but Christ who lives.
相不相信当下次你跟你那口子要吵架的时候。
And do you believe that if you are about to have a fight with your other half,
不要用压制去压制自己的脾气和愤怒。
And do not try to contain your temper by your strength.
转向耶稣。
turn to Christ.
告诉他说我需要你。
Tell Jesus how much you need him.
告诉耶稣说不再是我，乃是你。
Telling Jesus it is no longer I but you.
耶稣你来，你来。
Oh Jesus come, come.
我需要你，需要你，每时刻需你，你听我说。
Every moment,
告诉耶稣你需要他。
Every hour, tell Jesus that you need him.
要赐下那个我们没有的能力给我们。
And then he will empower you that you do not have.
然后我们可以起来，在忘记背后努力面前。
And let us all forget behind and press on forward.
在 NFL 美国的这个足球联盟里面，有一个很有名的一个 running back。一个跑锋啊。
And there's a running back in the NFL. He's rather famous.
他不是很高啊，跟我大儿子差不多。
He's not that tall, about my oldest son's height.
他五尺十寸。
5'10".
他名字叫 Walter Patton.
His name is Walter Patton.
我不认识他。
I don't know him.
但是我就看到他的记录，他是破了 NFL 跑最远的记录。
But he has the record in NFL that he had run the greatest distance.
他十二年的职业。这个比赛里面，他一共跑了16,726码。
In the 12 years of his career, he had ran
726 yards. 折合起来九个 mile.
It's about 9 miles.
弟兄姊妹，我们也许觉得九个 mile 算什么？我们开车七分钟就开完了。
Perhaps we think 9 miles is a short distance if I drive it.
但弟兄姊妹，他的这个是每一步都是有价值的一步。
But then this yardage that he covered, every yard is worthwhile.
当我们在主的面前，如果我们的前进是有价值的前进的话。
And in front of the Lord, if our pressing forward is worthwhile.
每一步神都数算。
And then we know each step the Lord counts.
每一步在神的眼中都是宝贵。
And each step is precious in the sight of God.
而且当我们真正是有价值的前进的时候。
And if we truly press on forward in Christ's value.
我们一定碰到挑战和难阻。
Then we know there will always be challenge and roadblocks.
你不相信的话啊，你下次去看这个足球比赛。
If you do not believe it, then next time you watch a football game,
你起来在旁边跑，没有人把你 tackle, 没有人把你摔倒。
And if you just get up and run on the side, no one will do anything to you.
你说，哎呀，我在跑，我在跑，你怎么都不抓我？没有人理你的。
And if you're just running by the football field, then no one cares for you.
你说我现在上厕所了，你跑到厕所去，没有人追你的。
And if you say, okay, I need to run that way to the bathroom, and you keep running, no one will chase after you.
但是当你是场上的球员的时候。
But if you are one of the players on the field,
你一跑，人家就要来拦住你。
And the moment you move, people want to tackle you.
在他这一生这一万多亚的里面。
And in this person's life, covering more than 10,000 yards.
他一共被别人摔倒了3,801次。
And he was tackled and thrown down on the ground more than 3,000 times.
所以他平均每一次跑4.4亚。
So his average is that each time he got up and run could only reach 4.4 yards.
大概就是我到 Chris 那边哈。
And about the distance between Chris and I, the first row and here.
跑不了很远的。
You cannot go far.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有有价值的前进都是宝贵的。
But then every yardage that is gained by this run is worthwhile.
所有有价值的前进都是有挑战的。
And because every yard you gain is through challenge.
所有有价值的前进都被神数算。
And this valuable yardage is counted in the sight of God.
让我们忘记背后，常常像保罗说的，我只有一件事情。
So let's encourage one another that let's press on forward and there's only one thing I have in mind.
我不在那里懊悔我为什么又被别人摔倒了。
And I do not spend time regretting how come I'm down on the ground again.
我不在那里回想我昨天曾经跑过96亚。
And I do not meditate upon how many yardage I covered before.
我只有一件事情。
There's only one thing I have in mind.
忘记背后。
Forget what's behind.
努力面前。
Press on forward.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们这一生在主的面前是一个像保罗一样不断往前的人。
And may we all live our lives like Paul and then keep on pressing forward?
怎么样子往前呢?
How may we press on forward?
无论生无论死，叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Doesn't matter life or death, may Christ continuously magnify himself through us.
当我真把自己放在死地上的时候，
And so that if I truly lay myself down on the ground of death,
活着的就不再是我，
then it is no longer I, but Christ.
乃是基督。
Christ lives.
我们唱420首。
Let's turn to 424.
我们唱第一节。
And verse 1 only.
其实我们干脆唱三节好了，一四六三节。
We'll sing 1, 3, and 4.
如果你愿意的话，可以唱英文的，英文的也写得很好。
And if you're willing, you can sing the English version.
我今天早上特别去把白板拿来，结果我没有空用到。预备，来，
我与基督之同居，十字架已将我解释。Stanza 4 tells us that this is the secret of the holy.
不是自己无残缺。
Not our holiness, but Him.
主啊，求你虚我，满我。
Jesus, empty us and fill us.
扩我度量，给我多。
With thy fullness to the brim.
父哥与基督同死，何等的安适。
Oh, it is so sweet to die with Jesus.
脱世界，自己罪恶。
To the world and self and sin.
与基督同活，何等的超脱。
Oh, it is so sweet to live with Jesus.
他生我领，管理我。
As he lives and reigns within.
我们请低头一起，我们祷告。
Let us bow to pray together.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你不仅仅爱我们，为我们舍己。
Because not only you love us and died for us.
因着你更深的爱和更伟大的计划。
But the great deeper love and the greatest plan for us.
你今天又活在我们的里面，要来替代我们。
It's for you to live in us to take our place.
让我们可以脱离旧造给我们一切的辖制。
And so that we can be far away from the bondage of the old self.
脱离这个虚空的世界给我们一切的劳苦愁烦。
And to leave the world of vanity and all.Its weariness.
脱离我们在这世界中苦苦的挣扎。
And so that we can leave behind all the struggles in the world.
Oh, 耶稣，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你所给我们的实在超过我们所能明白的。
And because what you have given us is beyond our grasp.
但愿我们能够尽早脱离那种无奈和叹息。
But then we pray that you will help us to, earlier on to get rid of all these.Sighing without cannot sighing helplessness.
能够进到你那完全的释放和自由的里面。
And so that we can truly enter in your complete liberty and freedom.
让我们真能像保罗说，靠着那爱我们的主，在这一切的事上都得胜有余。
So that we can echo with Paul that by Christ who loves us, we can overcome and more.
让我们因为我们不再是凭自己来挣扎。
Because no longer we strive on our own.
我们既然靠着圣灵入门，我们就不要再靠肉身来成全。
And because we have first entered through the Spirit, then we would not want to accomplish it in the flesh.
让我们真是效法你的死。
And let us all conform to your death.
好，让我们也得以从死里复活。
And so that we may rise from the dead.
因为有可信的话告诉我们。
And because the words that is acceptable has told us.
我们若真与你同死，就必与你同复活。
That if we die with you, then we shall live with you.
帮助我们在生活每一件大小的事上
And help us daily, Lord.
让我们学习像你怎样否定我们，我们也否定我们的旧我。
And that how you have denied the old self, that we can also deny ourselves.
你怎样肯定宝贵你的爱子，也让我们怎样来宝贵耶稣基督。
And how you assure your only beloved Son, and you, that we may also be assured in Him.
让我们真能够以得到基督为我们的至宝。
And so that we can truly obtain Christ as our most, biggest treasure.
在我们的剩下有限的年日里面。
And in our limited time.
主不让我们做一个停顿的人。
Do not allow us to stay put.
让我们做一个有价值、有意义、不断往前的人。
But help us to live a life that is worthwhile and press forward.
像保罗所祷告的，我只有一件事。
Just like what Paul had prayed, that I have only one thing in mind.
我就是要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
That I forget what lies behind and press on forward towards the goal.
我要得到神在基督耶稣里面从上头召我来得的奖赏。
And to obtain the goal that God has prepared for me in Christ Jesus.
求你自己祝福你的真理。
Oh Lord, bless your own truth.
也借着圣灵把我们带进这真理一切的实际。
And oh Lord, may the Holy Spirit lead us into all truth.
让我们越来越活着，不是为自己。
So that more and more people live not for themselves.
也不是靠自己。
Or by themselves.
乃是更多为你，也靠着你而活。
But we may all live for you and to live.With you.
我们将在座所有弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中。
And we lift up our brothers and sisters into your hand.
不管我们目前有怎样的难处。
And doesn't matter what hardship we have.
不管我们里面属灵的光景如何。
Or the condition we are in.
让我们都忘记背后，努力面前。
But help us to forget what's behind and press on forward.
求你祝福我们。
Lord bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen. Amen.我们聚会已经在这。
Let's conclude our meeting.